USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's suspense surrounding the president's upcoming decision of who to name to succeed John Kelly as his chief of staff. Rumored to be on the president's shortlist, Republican North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows, who won't say for sure whether he'd accept the position if offered.
You don't answer a question before it's asked, but I can say this, that because it's an honor, certainly I'm favorably inclined to at least have a discussion with the president.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort in the special counsel's office to be back in court later today, a status conference that will follow the special counsel Robert Mueller's report that accuses Manafort of concealing direct and indirect interactions with White House officials, a claim that Manafort denies. Hundreds of thousands still without power in six states down south after a wintry storm, and this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, available soon.
More sanctions imposed on three senior North Korean officials as well as three groups for being responsible for serious human rights abuses. John Clemens reports.
The sanctions are intended to call attention to the human rights abuses in North Korea that are among the worst in the world. They include killings, forced labor, torture, prolonged arbitrary detention, rape, forced abortions, and other sexual violence. The report that was issued by the U.S. Department of the Treasury also included the regime's efforts to suppress all independent media or any form of freedom of expression.
More than three dozen former U.S. senators from both sides of the aisle putting out a warning about the direction of the nation in an op-ed in yesterday's Washington Post. 44 ex-senators warning that current and incoming members of Congress must put aside party differences and be, quote, steadfast and zealous guardians of American democracy. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Military news now. It turns out some U.S. soldiers who've been stationed at the southern border will be coming home for the holidays. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
There have been roughly 5,400 active duty troops stationed along the border in recent weeks, installing wire barriers and protecting Border Patrol agents in California, Arizona, and Texas. Now, Pentagon officials say the active duty troops will begin leaving the southern border this week. The number of forces there will be going down to at least 3,000 by the holidays. President Trump having ordered the deployment of the troops in response to the caravan of Central American migrants that were moving towards the U.S. border. The number of migrants has been declining, and the military has finished much of the wire barrier placement that they began weeks ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A group of environmental protesters on Capitol Hill, USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Environmental protesters were on Capitol Hill pushing for what they're dubbing the New Green Deal. Former California Assemblyman Republican Chuck DeVore tells Fox News this is not a good deal for you.
I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. You're going to see more cost for fuel, and it's going to really hit the working poor and the middle class the most.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.